Thank you and good morning. The Board of Supervisors meets today, but only in an afternoon session, so the meeting will begin at 1:30 in Board Chambers. The Board is expected to approve a letter to the Planning Commission that outlines how that advisory body can add agenda items outside the scope of their purview by requesting those items be approved by the supervisors. The letter comes on the heels of back and forth between planning commissioners, an unelected body, and advisory only, adding items to its agenda that had not been approved by the board at past meetings. The supervisors are also expected to renew the contract with Dr. Donald Baird as the county health officer. Baird was hired in January of 2012, and his new one-year contract will expire in June of next year. The supervisors will also approve a grant agreement for $30,000 that will be used to purchase a four-wheel drive vehicle for use by the County Environmental Division, as well as $51,000 from the Secretary of State's office for new computer hardware and software for the Elections Department. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office has announced that the body of a man who went missing on the Trinity River near Tishtang Campground on April 6th has been recovered. The body of Paul Michael Martin was recovered by the Del Norte County Sheriff's Office at the mouth of the Klamath River last week. They notified Martin's family of the recovery. Martin and two other men were swimming in the Trinity when they were swept away by strong currents. The two other men managed to avoid being swept away, and one reached the riverbank and called for help, while the other clung to a rock in the middle of the river before being rescued. It was on Saturday this past weekend when rescue personnel responded to yet another distress call from the same spot along the Trinity River at Tishtang Campground. Hoopa Tribal Police launched a boat to pull three men who were clinging to a rock in the middle of the river to safety. The men had gotten caught in the fast-moving water, and one man was taken to the hospital for medical attention while the others were unhurt in the ordeal. Jordan Christmas has news from High Rock.
Law enforcement are searching for 33-year-old Erwin Young, an inmate who escaped from the High Rock Conservation Camp on Sunday night. Young, who was assigned to an inmate firefighting crew in Wyatt, was standing outside of his assigned housing unit when corrections staff approached him. That's when Young fled the scene, and law enforcement could not locate him in the immediate area. Young, a 5'11 black male adult, remains at large, and anyone with information related to his whereabouts is asked to contact authorities.
Thank you, Jordan. The sheriff's office is investigating a reported home invasion robbery on Myrtle Avenue over the weekend. The 58-year-old victim reported that two black men knocked on his back door asking for help, and when the victim opened the door, the two men forced their way inside. The man said both intruders were armed with handguns, and they demanded money and marijuana. The victim refused. He then said he was hit in the head by one of the suspects and turned over cash before the suspects fled the scene on foot. They are described as adult black males wearing black clothing. Anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Humboldt County District Attorney Maggie Fleming has hired almost a dozen new attorneys over the past 2 years, and when you hear Fleming describe the caseload the DA's office faces, you'll understand why. Fleming spoke about the issue of caseload and getting cases heard in court, and how important it is to get the right people in the proper place to get those cases to trial. That includes 7 homicide trials since last summer.
We tried 7 homicides since July 1 of 2015, so that's put a significant hit in our very large caseload. I also found, as we went through it and working hard to sort of reduce the number of old cases we had, we went from having roughly 720 open felonies pending trial down to about 650 since January of 2015.
It's not just homicides. The backlog of cases the DA's office faces includes hundreds of felonies, along with misdemeanors. And that has meant some close cooperation between the office and the court schedule.
It is momentum. Once you sort of start working these through, it's easier for everybody to say, what's the next one? And the courts, you know, running all day on trials and stuff, that's really helped. We had, in fact, a judge who took 2 verdicts very close together last week because he had a long jury while they were deliberating. He was doing another trial. And that just really helps to just have that, hey, this case can start on Wednesday or it can start on Thursday, but let's get it started. Let's get it done.
You can hear Maggie Fleming discuss caseloads and other topics on Talk Shop this morning at 8 o'clock right here on KINS News. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.